The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Well, you have to admit that you always thought it was at least a little funny that those ancient Vikings named Greenland what they did. After all, it's icier than Iceland. But now the icy mega island of Greenland is slipping away. It experienced more days of melting snow in 2006 than it does on average. Satellite sensors taking daily observations of the ice since 1988 revealed that Greenland's melting days have progressively increased, and melting is increasingly taking place at higher altitudes. The sensors detected the snowmelt occurred more than 10 days longer, and areas along Greenland's coast witnessed the greatest number of melt days ever in 2006. More melting days means faster glacial flow, and therefore more water pouring from the ice sheets into the ocean. The melting snow produces water that will potentially influence sea levels, and entire glaciers can slide seaward when water drains through the cracks and vertical passages, reaching the bedrock below and lubricating the ice sheet. The melting also causes less of the sun's radiation to bounce back into the atmosphere. If more radiation is absorbed, polar temperatures could rise even more than they have already as a result of global warming.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.